Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, and I am your host, Tracy Brown, and you join me here at the Brownstone for the Tracy Brown Show on the Voices of Hope Network. I am excited today, as always, to be here. You guys know I'm always full of excitement when it comes to the show because I just love to share information and I love to hear what's going on with my listening audience because you guys are so creative. I have plenty of entrepreneurs, creativepreneurs. I have plenty of business people, just all kind of people that listen to the show. So I am always excited about that. I am always thinking about setting goals. But one thing I want to talk about before I get into that is like, oh my God, how quick did this year go by? We are in the last quarter and in less than the last, I would say, 60 days of the year. So what type of goals did you set throughout the year? Were you able to accomplish those goals? Or did you just give up? Many of us probably gave up. The other half accomplished the goals. And there are plenty of people still trying to reach their goals. See, the purpose of setting a goal is simply to help you keep you on track, to help you and to keep you on track. That's what the important part is, to keep you on track. But when you set goals, it's always to make sure that they are obtainable goals, that you're able to reach those goals. See, you have to set your goal, you have to make a plan, then you got to get to work. You got to stick to it, and then when you reach your goal, you are truly, truly feel accomplished. But we're going to talk about a variety of things today simply because I am in the Brownstone alone. Everybody had something to do today, but guess what? I'm only going to be here for a short while, but we're going to have a good time while I'm here. So we're going to take this quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Tracy Brown, and I just want to take a few minutes to talk about building a strong financial foundation. We just got through talking about goals, setting goals before the commercial break. But like I said, at the beginning of the year, it's naturally considered that many of us probably set some goals to improve our financial situation. But building a strong financial foundation can help you prepare for down the road. And that's what it's all about when it comes to our finances, being prepared down the road. If you're not there yet, you can get there. If it looks like your goal is not going to be accomplished or you just keep going round and around and around and around in circles, it's time to do something different. And a lot of times when we have to do something different once we're going around in that circle, we need to exit left. And trust what's on that exit to the left. We need to make sure that while we're setting our goals, that we're being true to our goals. So when it comes to setting financial goals, just pick one wealthy building habit, one habit to develop today to get started on your financial journey. So that's your challenge. Pick that one healthy habit. Start today on your journey. See, chances are that you know, you may not achieve all of your financial goals, but if you select one and you stick to that, you are more than likely to get to where you need to go. See, we're talking about building a strong foundation to get us started on our foundational future. We gotta plan. We gotta build the foundation in order to begin where we need to go. So you have to get a plan. See, you'll see a big difference when you go from owning 20, 30 bills down to 15, down to 10, down to 5. It's just something that you see, and you get excited because you are beginning to pay off your debt. You are beginning to to create that financial foundation. So I'm challenging you this moment and all through 2018 to select some goals, some financial goals, whether it's to pay off your debt, to get an emergency fund, to have a savings, or to invest. Let's pick some goals. See, I'm teaching a class called Cultivating Financial Wellness, and that class is simply about getting you to the point where you think differently, where you do differently, where you act differently. See, being financial wealthy is about more than, it's an attitude. It's an attitude you take because you're interested in changing your life. See, I always believe, and I always tell my listening audience, that handling your finances is 80% behavior and 20% know-how. Many of us are just learning really how to handle our finances, but we've taken that step. So are you ready to accept the responsibility of changing your financial situation? See, financial wellness is simply a balance of the mental, spiritual, and physical aspect of money. Financial wellness is having an understanding of your financial situation and taking it from that point, moving from that point, and preparing for change. So are you ready to prepare for change? Maintaining the balances, maintaining and being consistent and comfortable in where you're going with your money. Understand where you are and where you need to go. Understand where you are and where you need to go. So even when it comes up to next year, I am truly accepting and looking to help 12 people to reach that part of being financially well, changing their mindset, doing things, and seeing a difference in what they do. See, that's what it's all about for me, helping to create change. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Starting a nonprofit is an exciting experience. It gives you an opportunity to turn your passion for giving and serving others into a reality. However, starting a nonprofit also comes with a lot of challenges. Many organizations fail before they launch by not knowing how to set up their organization correctly. Don't get frustrated trying to navigate through the IRS tax-exempt paperwork to start a nonprofit, register your charitable organization, or even if your status has been revoked. Let our professional staff do the work for you. We are helping nonprofits run like for-profits. Schedule your discovery call today by visiting our website at thenonprofitcoach.org or by calling 240-547-8780.
Welcome back, and today we're talking about financial wellness, financial fitness, financial healthiness, whatever you want to call it. But I want to be able to give you some first steps, some tips, and some tricks to being financially well. We all know that financial stress has a big impact on our lives, and it can actually affect our health. So I want to help to educate you on some of the things that you should do when you're beginning to journey down this road of being a financial wellness. Step one, track your spending for 30 days. You guys know how much I talk about this. It's important to track your spending because it will help you to identify areas in which you're spending too much, areas in which you're always buying coffee or you're always eating out, and where you can take and refocus that money to help you pay off some of your debt. Step number two, set aside an hour every 30 days and use that time to analyze your spending and savings. Take a look at how long you're doing, how well you're doing, and then assess your personal and financial goals. So we have to make a conscious effort to doing better in our financial wellness. And so if you do that every 30 days, you take down once a month, you sit down and you look at where you are and where you want to go. You determine if you're on track or off track. If you're on track, continue doing the things that you do. If you're off track, let's get back on track so that we're able to reach our financial goals. Step number three, adopt a budget. Many of you don't like when I use that word, that B word, as I call it, budget. But it's important that you adopt a budget. It's important that you set a budget up, because when you set a budget up, it helps to keep you focused and it helps to keep you on track and it helps you to obtain your goals. So you may want to find some budgeting software. You can ask your bank. A lot of times they have something online that will help you. This will also help you pay your bills. Help you. You can pay your bills online and consolidate your transaction into one single view. You can go there. You can look at it. This is what I'm doing. It makes it easier to keep track of what you're doing. If everything is all in one place, it makes it easier to keep track. Number four, contribute to your retirement program at work and try to get 100% of your employer's match. So it's important that when you're getting close to your retirement, that you begin to look at your retirement program. What does it have to offer? What does it do for you? How am I going to reach my goal? What do I need to have coming in a month in order to maintain my lifestyle? And a lot of times when you retire, things change. Boy, do they change. But it's important that you prepare for the change. Step number five, develop and prioritize personal and financial goals. When you control your spending impulses today, you increase the odds of making your future dreams a reality. A lot of times we have to control our spending. We cannot be out there. Let's just keep it real. We can't be out there just spending willy-nilly and don't have an emergency fund. We can't be out there spending willy-nilly and don't have a savings fund. We can't be out there doing those things that's not going to help us get along the way. So simply, I am excited about helping you today to just understand your financial wellness. So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, and I am your host, Tracy Brown. Like I said at the top of the hour, I am in the brownstone alone, but I think I hear somebody around. But you know, when I'm always in the brownstone alone, I love to just give you plenty of tips. So what I want to talk about, a lot of times as the new year approaches, many of us say that we're going to start our business. We're going to get ready. We're going to start our business. We're just going to begin. So I want to simply give you 10 steps to starting your business. Starting a business involves planning, making key financial decisions, and completing a series of legal activities. So let's begin. Step number one, conduct a market research. Market research will tell you if there's an opportunity to turn your idea into a successful business. It's a way of gathering information about potential customers and businesses already operating in your area. Use that information to find the competitive advantage for your business. Write your business plan. See, a lot of times people they skip over this step. It's like, oh, I can do it, and you write your business plan as you go. No, you kind of like need to write your business plan before you go, because it's a tool to help keep you on focus. You know, I'm about that focus thing, staying on focus. And your business plan is a living and breathing document. It continuously changes because circumstances happen, situation changes, and so it causes you to have to maybe rewrite your business plan. But your business plan is the foundation of your business. It's the roadmap to how to structure, run, grow your new business. You'll be able to convince people that you're working towards a goal and even be able to present it to the companies for investment opportunities. It's a smart choice to write a business plan. Matter of fact, it's the only choice. You need to write a business plan. Number three, funding your business. That's why the business plan is so important, because then you have to fund your business. funding your business. Your business plan will help you figure out how much money you need to start your business. If you don't have the money on hand, like many of us may or may not, you'll need to either raise or borrow the capital. Fortunately, there are more ways than enough to even find the capital, but you have to have a good plan. The business plan is key when it comes to seeking funding for your business. Location, 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 location. Picking your business location. Your business location is one of the most important decisions you'll make. Whether you're setting up a brick and mortar business or launching an online store, your choice, the choices that you make, could affect your taxes, your legal requirement, and your revenue. Today we're talking about setting up your business. I'm giving you 10 tips to set up your business. Number 5, structure. Choosing a business structure. The legal structure for your choice of business will impact your business registration requirement, how much taxes you pay, and your personal liability. So whether it's an LLC and a corporation, an Inc., a PC, whatever it is, you need to make sure that you think about how you want to set up and structure your business. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Every 30 minutes, another innocent person is killed due to a drunk driver.
My best friend.
My brother.
My poor grandchild.
My sister.
My father.
My husband.
My mom. My mommy.
Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I've built my life around you.
Stop these tragedies before they happen. Don't drink and drive.
Welcome back to the show, and we're talking about setting up a new business when we get to 2018, but I really hope that you thought about it now while we're in this year. I want to give you 10 quick tips, and we went over the first 5. Simply research. It's important that you do your research. It's important that you have a business plan. See, your business plan takes us to the next step, which is identifying your funding. Whether you have it in your bank account, you take it out your 401k, or you may need to just go to a bank. A business plan helps you. A business plan gives you the foundational principles on which your business is founded on. Number 4, location, location, and location. We know how important location is versus if you're a retail store. It's important to be where other retails are. You don't want to be in an office park because many people, well, at least I don't, many people are going to work. They're not thinking about really shopping until they get off, and not unless they come in on their lunch break, because when they get off, they're ready to leave the premises. So location, location, location is a key. And then the next thing we talked about was actually being able to choose the structure of your business. The legal structure of your business is very important. It will impact your how you register your business, pay your taxes, and your personal liability. But this is also important, choosing your business name. It's not easy to pick the perfect name. Trust me, I know. You'll want to pick one that reflects your brand or capture your spirit, capture who you are. You know, that type of name that say, oh my, I see that. I get it. I understand why he or she chose that name. You also want to make sure that your business name that you selected is not already taken. So when I advise my clients, I always say, give me 2 or 3 business names, so that we can then check them with the state to make sure that that name is not taken. Number 7, register your business. Once you pick the perfect name, you determine the legal structure, and you know that you're going to protect your brand, now it's time to register your business. If you're doing business under a name differently than your own, you would need to register it with the federal government and maybe even your state and local government too. Get the federal and state tax IDs. I cannot tell you how important this is to get your, you got to get that tax number. They got to have a way to get the money from us. That's just as simple as it is. You'll use your employee identification number, or many of us know it as the EIN, for important steps to start and to grow your business. Like opening up a bank account, you can't do it without that EIN number. paying your taxes. You need it to pay your taxes. It's like a social security number for your business. Some, but not all, steps require you to get the tax ID as well. So it's important that you get that federal and state ID that's required. Number 9, we need to talk about this. If you need a license for your business, you need to get your license. You need to do what will allow you to operate your business in the state that you're in. Apply for your business license and permit. Keep your business running smoothly by staying legally compliant. It's so important that we stay compliant. Whether you're a nonprofit or a for-profit, it's important that you stay compliant. The license and permits you need for your business will vary by industrial, state, location, and other factors. These steps that I'm giving you, although I say it's for starting your business, these are the same steps that you have to go through when you're starting a nonprofit organization. It's so important that you build the foundation. This is the foundation. This is what the Startup Strategist is all about. It helps you to make sure that your foundation is strong and prepared to do what you set out to do, whether you're a profit, nonprofit, or profit, whether you're a nonprofit or a for-profit business. And then last but not least, open up that bank account. A small business checking account can help you handle your legal taxes and your day-to-day operational issues. The good news, it is as easy to set up one as it is to register your paperwork. So get started today. Those are Ten quick tips to starting your business or your nonprofit organization. And I shouldn't even say or, I should say and, because those are some of the same steps that you have to go through when you begin to open up a nonprofit organization. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Tell me, mirror, what is wrong? Can it be my daylight clothes or is it just my daylight song? What I do ain't make believe. People say I sit and try, but when it comes to being daylight, it's just me, myself, and I.
Welcome back to the show, and I am your host, Tracy Brown, and I am excited, as always, to be here on the Tracy Brown Show. I want to switch up gears just a little bit. We all know that we live in this hectic world. Things are always going, and stuff is always happening, and a lot of times we may get distracted or off track, but there's nothing wrong with a little bit of chaos in your life, just a little bit. Albert Einstein once stated, 3 rules of work. Out of clutter, find simplicity. From discord, find harmony. And in the middle of difficulty lies opportunity. Unexpected challenges are to make us stronger. So we don't want to avoid them. We want to make sure that we grow and go through them. So in order to get your life back on track, if you feel like it's off track, and sometimes I feel like I'm, you know, to the left or to the right, I'm not in the middle where I should be accomplishing things. So let me give you just a few tips that help me along the way. Mentally prepare yourself for change by visualizing your ideal self. Who do you admire the most? How do you envision yourself in the future? Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be? Visualize yourself to be that person. So who is it that you want to be? Interesting. That's a good one. Realize that the unexpected events can be a good thing. Sometimes we take unexpected events and it's just a tragic or it's really difficult in our life to process it. But remember that not getting what you want sometimes is the best thing. It's the best stroke of luck. The thing that we don't know is that we don't see what's down and around the next corner. So if something's not fitting into our plan and life happens, then we get totally thrown off track. But remember and realize that sometimes the unexpected things are actually the good things. Ask people that you admire how they go about getting where they are. How did you get there? Many of them would tell you that it's hard work. Think about your grandparents and your grandfather, particularly all that he went through to get that business, maybe. You know, what happened? What did he do? Learning more about how he may have started his business, the difficulties that someone may go through, and then you understand and maintain that grace that will help you in all your personal endeavors. They would say, like, you know what, I kept it this way. I kept focused. And you understand what they went through and how they did it. Because we know that the faith of a mustard seed, and we know that grace that many of us, that God gives us continuous grace, even when we don't need it, that God is there. Remove elements of negativity from your life. Be it people, the job, things that you don't want, move that negativity from your life. And that's the hardest thing, because a lot of times when you live in chaos, you don't even recognize the negativity that's in your life. It's the common denominator. Move yourself from that. If you have friends who are bringing you down, there's no need to keep hanging around them. You don't have any obligation to them. Maybe it's just their season is up. So cut your ties and cut your losses and move on. Start each day with a clear to-do list, along with a cup of morning coffee, a milk, whatever it is that you like. Start each day with a to-do list. What I normally do is I write my list the night before, and let me be honest, I haven't been doing that lately, but I found that when I do it, it helps my day to be a lot smoother. It keeps me on track, here we go again, and it keeps me focused. So knowing what you need to do in the day ahead helps to keep us on track. It just simply does. That's how it is. Here's another thing, and this may be a little odd for many of you, but clean your house from top to bottom and throw away anything that's outdated. Not only the receipts, as mentioned, you know, you've done it, you kept it, you got your taxes done. Get rid of the old stuff. Get rid of the things that maybe it's just time for it to go. So clean your house from top to bottom. And sometimes we need to also look at our health. Make a clear plan to eat right, to do right, to live right, to take the vitamins that you need daily, to create a workout, exercise, or activity each and every day. Make sure that you do that. Detach from your phone. You hear mine going off. Detach from your phone. Take that quiet time that you need for yourself and to get focused and to get centered and to make sure that you can hear from the Creator. That's important. A lot of times chaos is going on in our life and the Creator is talking to us, but we can't hear because we got continuous distraction. So it's me, your girl, Tracy Brown, and I'll be right back to continue this discussion.
Why would you bully me?
Why would you bully me?
Why would you bully me?
Because it makes you feel cool? Because I'm different?
Do I touch a nerve?
Does making me feel bad make you feel good?
Why?
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 Bullying hurts. Bullying abuses. Bullying kills. Why would you bully me?
Welcome back to the show, and I'm your host, I'm your girl, I'm Tracy Brown, and we're having an awesome time today here at the Brownstone, and we're just talking about getting back on track. Another thing that I like to do and that we should all do is set appointments you've been putting off. You know, it's easy to put off going to the doctor or the dentist until we're sick, but preventive care is extremely important in our overall health level. Take up a mental exercise. Crossword puzzle, Sudoku, or other games along these lines that are just exercise your mind and help you to pass the time. It has been shown through studies that this overall helps to create a better mental capacity. Publish your own book. I'm excited because I am a first-time author and will soon be coming out with other things. But this is easier than ever before with the self-internet publishing. There are so many people just publishing their ideas, publishing their thoughts, getting your ideas out, and then start. You can also start making money for it, from it. So that's good. You can do an ebook, a regular book, whatever it is you want to do, but make sure that you journal. I love to journal, so I'm switching the subject, but maybe you just want to journal. Write. Spend that quiet time writing. Make a reading list. It's important to keep our mind active, to keep it in today's time, to know what's going on, is to improve ourselves. So make that list and join that book club. Many states have it. You know, you just get with a bunch of friends and you guys read a book and then you discuss it and you see the different viewpoints. It always is a lot of fun for me. Spend time with yourself each day. This is one of Susan Taylor's states, that spending quiet time alone gives your mind an opportunity to renew itself and create order. And this is what we're talking about today, creating order in our life, spending time with ourselves to create that order. Chaos, distractions, things that keep you from your goals, things that just go bump in the night, just those crazy things that you feel like you're always going around and around and around and around and around and around in circles and you never get off. Exit stage right. Begin to get back on track. Those are some things that we need to do just for ourselves, simply getting back on track. So take that time to spend some time with yourself each day, whether it's in the morning, whether it's in the evening, the midday, spend that time with yourself. Practice breathing exercise or meditation. Stress can have an overarching effect on our overall productivity. If you're stressed, you don't work as well. If you're stressed, you just forget about doing things, and life goes on, and you have to continue to move with the pace of life. Whatever your pace is, you have to continue to move with that. And when stress gets that way, we can't do it. So when I'm stressed, I personally forget. I forget to breathe at times. I just get overwhelmed. Take that time. I'm learning to take that time to do some deep breaths. Just to do those brief, deep breaths to just change and improve your oxygen flow to your brain. It's just that simple. Speak and act with honesty. Are you able to stand by what you do or say? If not, it may be time for you to re-examine your words. Own your words and learn to articulate your thoughts in an open and honest way. This helps to eliminate mistakes down the road. It helps to eliminate confusion. It helps, the confusion is he said this, she said that. It helps to eliminate confusion. So speak and act honestly. Learn from past mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. That's how we grow, honestly. Everyone makes mistakes, and usually we make a lot of them during our lifetime. As long as they aren't repeated too many times and we're looking and learning from those experiences, then it's a good thing. Let it run its course, move through it, and keep moving. Volunteer to help others in your community. Helping others is so rewarding. I can't tell you how rewarding it is for me. But helping others is a rewarding way to get your own life together. My daughter tells me this all the time. Take up a new hobby. Learn. Do something new, Mom. Read inspirational biographies for new ideas, to find out what others are doing in their life. Talk to strangers every now and then. Unplanned conversations can be surprisingly inspirational. And many of those unplanned conversations happens while you're in line somewhere, whether it's the grocery store, the bookstore, the clothing store, waiting to get something at the food counter. It always happens. Those surprising conversations, you'd be like, did the Creator just send that person to me to confirm something or to stir up an idea in me? What just happened there? Reconnect with friends and relatives who live far away. Call those people you miss, but you keep putting off the call. Just call them today. You know, with the internet, with Skype, you don't even have to call them. You can get on the computer and you guys can have a chat. Choose your toothbrush. This is a good one. a lot of times we need to change our toothbrush. And I know it's kind of odd, but you know, just something. I learned to change my toothbrush at least once a month. It's just something we need to do because bacteria and stuff just grows in our mouth. It's just, and you hate to be that person with that bad breath. I'm just, you know, I'm just tossing that out there. Take more naps. Sleep is often sadly underrated in the ability to boost your energy, your mood, and keep your reaction time sharp. It's important to get rest. I remember, and it hasn't been happening, but last year I got so much rest, and I felt so much better, and I was a lot healthier. So this is my thing. I'm in bed by a certain time now, so I can begin to get that rest or take that nap throughout the day. Here's a good one. Drink at least 6 cups of water per day. Are you drinking your water? Are you staying hydrated? Just what are you doing? What are you doing? Organize your photo collection. A lot of times, you know, we get these old photos. Like I have plenty of old photos and I really need to digitize them. This is just something that I'm learning to do because we want to be able to pass those pictures on down to the next generation. And a lot of times we just have them thrown all in the shoebox. Guilty, that's me. So I'm just giving you a few tips to get you back on track. Some you can use, some you won't use. But guess what? I'll be right back after this break. That's right. It's me, your girl, Tracy Brown. And you hear that sweet, sexy sound that's going on in the back. I am so excited about this new episode that's coming up. It's simply called His and Hers. It's a relationship show, all about those things that go in, out, up, down, shake, turn around. It's just about relationships. And, of course, you know I'm married to none other than the WB. And you know how we go because I talk about him from time to time on the show. But he's joined me here at the Brownstone for a check-in, to chit-chat with me. So, WB.
Yes. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening to the Brownstone, Tracy Brown, and all those listening fans out there. How you doing? I'm doing fine. How are you?
So we are excited about this His and Hers relationship show coming up. Are you excited about it?
Yes, His and Hers show, yeah. His and Hers show, right? Would it have to be relationships we're going to be talking about?
What do you want to talk about?
Everything, anything, catfishing, cheating, wife's not doing what they're supposed to do. They're not obeying and honoring. Some more stuff.
Uh-oh. I think that he just got kicked off the show. Obey and honor? Really? Really?
Read the small print.
You know what, guys? We always keep something going on. At least he does. See, he used to be, well, he still is, my peanut butter to my,
jelly.
You know, jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Mm-hmm. I'm the butter in his grits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a little lumpy there, though. I'm the ketchup for his French fries.
With some hot sauce on the side.
Well, spicy,
baby. That's the way you like it, baby. Spicy. Chocolate drop.
That's what I'm talking about. Not here in the studio audience. Not here. But we're going to be talking about everything under the sun. But this simply is a segment for the grown and sexy because some of those conversations, you just might not want to hear. But you know what's so exciting about it is that, you know, relationships goes through ups and downs, right, honey? Right?
Yes, ups and downs,
shake
valleys
and turn.
and pinks. Mm-hmm.
Valley and peaks, he probably was
no,
trying
pinks,
to say
though,
pinks.
Yeah, because you just knocked the PA right out of it. Pink,
Okay, honey. Okay. Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. But we are excited about this, and we just wanted to come here quickly on my segment of the Brownstone.
You wanted to come quick? Is that what you said?
This is a family show. This is a family show. This is a family show.
I was trying to make sure. I didn't want to put words in your mouth.
No, I don't want you to put words in my mouth. This is a family show.
Family.
So we're excited about the upcoming season. We're going to kick it off in January. We're excited. We're going to talk about a little bit of love, a little bit of sex, a little bit of this, a little bit of smashing, a little bit of catfishing.
Yeah.
You love that thing called fat catfishing.
A lot of y'all out there on the internet, y'all just be posting pictures, and that's not them.
It's like the husbands being on two or three sites. Oh, and their husbands, so that means they're
married because the sites are for single folks, right?
Is that in the fine print? I didn't see that.
It's in the fine print. It's in the fine print. You know, they cheating. That's what they're really doing.
The internet is
that's what they're
else.
Really doing.
The internet
you
is
know,
a beautiful
I guess they're not getting satisfied at home, so they got to go out
know.
And look out for something else.
I don't know.
You don't
what
know?
What are they looking for?
I don't know why they're on the site.
I don't know.
Well, you know what? That's what
what's the wife doing on the site trying to find out what's going
oh,
on?
Oh, who said the wife was on there?
What's the girlfriend doing on the site?
Oh. See, that's what we got going on. But I'm Tracy Brown, and this is
the WB.
And we're going to be here for His and Hers show. So guess what? Tune in with us in January of 2018, and we guarantee that you won't be disappointed. Host Tracy Brown, and I'm here in this quiet brownstone, and you're listening to me on the Voices of Hope Radio Network. So we've been talking about when we get off track, how to get back on track, and I was just giving you some few tips. So here goes. If you're like me, it's important to keep a calendar of commitments. Having a visual reminder helps keep me on track. I don't know about you, but it helps to keep me on track. And sometimes, you know, it's important that we have those difficult conversations, dealing with problems directly and immediately. This will result in a much lower level and anxiety for all that are involved. So we got to learn to deal with those difficult conversations and already go into that difficult conversation with a positive result. It's going to be positive. Make a list of priorities and do what makes you happy. If you have lost touch with your own priorities lately, it can be beneficial to take the time to sit and think about what actually makes you happy. Work towards achieving this as much as possible. Spend more time outdoors. Naturally has the ability to help soothe in troubled mind and clear the thoughts. Spend that time outdoors. Take time to stretch your muscles. Make laughter a priority. And lastly but not least, clear some time each day to do nothing. Simply nothing. Simply nothing. Simply nothing. Do nothing. Just relax, laugh, and have a good time. Live in the present and not the past. Throw out those old things that don't fit. If it's been sitting in your closet for over a year, you're not going to wear it. Once again, it's me, your girl, Tracy Brown, and guess what? I'll be back next week, and let's see who's going to be in the brownstone. Until then, be blessed.